This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In regards to tonight's, obviously looking for a big one from Crochet. Anyone coming up or coming down to help out the pen?
No. We're staying put. Obviously, a little short, but there's guys that are available. You know, Liam hasn't pitched. Witt can give us an inning. Bernie can go out there and give us an inning. So hopefully the big boy goes 6 or 7, and then after that, we can cover 3 and win the game.
So it's interesting to go back to Alex Cora. Every Wednesday on WEEI Afternoons, you heard the question from Fitzy there. If you missed any of the interview, go back and dissect it. It's a little different than how Cora acted it out. Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. 6 or 7 out of the big boy. Hopefully that's what we get. And then we piece together. He says 3 innings, but if it's 7, you only need 2.
Right. How about so 5 and a third?
How about 7? How about I had guys warming up in the 5th. Then I let him come back out for the 6th. He got 1 out. No problem. Struck out Soto for the 3rd time, by the way.
Yikes.
Bases are empty. I really only need 2 more outs out of him to get what I said. And we don't do it. It's a season low pitch total, 85. What were your scenarios you laid out earlier, Keith? You're like, there's only 3 options.
Only 3 options when you take into account what he said at 2:30 on WEEI Afternoons yesterday, and then what he said post game and sort of his actions. Uh-huh. So there's only 3 options. Uh-huh. One, he changed his mind, or the stats guys told him after 2:30.
Like,
here's
the new plan. We were listening.
We have a new plan.
We were listening to your weekly interview, and you know what? Yeah. You said 6 or 7 innings. No, new plan. Yeah. Okay. Somebody came running down the stairs.
New plan. Gamesmanship.
Yeah.
He thought you knew the Mets might be listening, and they were like, oh, guys, if he said, hey, it's going to be a short start for him, they're like, just take a bunch of pitches, get him out of the game. Blah, blah, blah. So gamesmanship.
Yeah.
Or 3, just a liar. He just lied. He just lied to them.
That doesn't sound like Cora to me.
Lied to the listeners.
Yeah.
I mean, people are tuning in. They want to hear what Cora has to say about the club.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, 6 or 7. Nope. No. Maybe, Crochet said 7 or 8.
Maybe
he's like, no.
As you said earlier, he's this guy. He's a bit of an Ashton Kutcher. He likes to punk people.
He punked.
He just sits around.
Punked everybody.
Yeah, he kind of gets in there after the game. He's like, I fooled you guys.
Why was that? Why would you do that? What was the point?
I was just joshing, guys. I said 6 or 7.
Terrible. But so, they'll be well rested. That he'll have all the bullets in the chamber come playoff time.
Look,
which at this rate they will not make.
I disagree with Bradfo on this decision last night was, you know, almost purely analytics based. But I do think Bradfo's answer speaks to a schism, if you will, or some disagreement between Cora and Breslow and his staff. And yeah. When I say disagreement, I don't even mean specifically on that decision. I just mean it's not that far off from Cora Bloom.
Which we know
got bad at the end of that tenure, and it was kind of Bloom blaming Cora, Cora blaming Bloom. I mean, we might be back there with this guy.
Does this happen every time a GM doesn't pick the coach or manager, or like 90% of the time?
Yeah, good point.
It's one of those
weird
situations.
Traditionally, you hire them together.
Dave Dombrowski inherited John Farrell. Didn't keep him for super long, right? Then you have
no, that's a good point.
And then you have Chaim Bloom, didn't hire Alex Cora, that was the opposite happened, right? The front office decided to keep the manager and not the chief baseball officer. Then they brought in a new one, and therefore he also didn't hire the manager. So, yeah, I can't imagine they're all in lockstep. I'm not saying they need to agree on everything, but usually when the GM picks the manager, they're more in lockstep with some of the big picture things, more so than I feel like these two guys would be.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I also think when it comes to the decision last night to get Crochet out of there, I would hope analytics, and maybe they're too rigid to do this, but I'd hope they'd say, hey, we were planning on doing this for weeks and weeks at a time, yeah. But oh, by the way, you know what? Our pitcher, wrongfully so, although this is why I blame Buehler at the time, because apparently it impacted Crochet and I didn't even know it.
The ump got him.
But, oh yeah, by the way, our starter got pulled early, and so we're going to need to lean on the big guy in this start.
Can't do it.
And let's rework our models. But no, I think there is some of that going on, and I don't know who to blame on that one.
But this is why I think overall, I think Cora is having a bad year. And I know Bradford wouldn't want to go full there. He's just like, he's not as good as he has been. But it can't.
That's his way of saying it's a bad year, but he wouldn't commit to saying
it. Well, but it is. It's a bad year.
It's absolutely a bad year for Cora.
And players can have a bad start and turn it around. I think managers can as well, right? Like, if we're going to look at him, we're going to sort of grade him out. Like, what's been good about it? Your team is wildly underachieving, and you have all these communication issues.
Well, thank you.
That's what it comes down to, too, because the baseball manager is supposed to deal with that. Because with the exception of football, I don't necessarily attach a ton of wins and losses to the hockey head coach, the basketball head coach, and the baseball manager. Not to say they have zero importance. I just think it's not the same that it is in the NFL. But for baseball, the long grind of the season, it's about making sure your players are ready to play, making sure the communication's good, making sure the clubhouse is good, and then therefore you give your best chance on the field. He's not doing that. Like, he's not doing that now. And in previous years, when the team sucked record-wise, you were like, all right, who do you want him to pitch? Like, who does he have? What's his best lineup? This year, it's different. There's so many different things. And if a lot of the things are out of his control, then, like, what's the point?
Well, I agree with that. You know, if all you do is manage to, you know, the roster's level. I said this about Cora the last couple of years. If all you're doing is just managing the roster's level, I thought you're supposed to elevate what you have, right? So they had a losing record 2 years ago. They were 500 last year. They were way above 500 for stretches, but they finished 500. And it's like, okay, if you have a 500 roster and the manager gets you to 500, what exactly is the benefit of the manager? Now he's been paid. Now he has an extension. And they've committed to him. And they have all kinds of communication issues. If you want to let Cora off the hook to a degree, because Crochet never wants to know the situation going in, which Crochet willingly volunteered last night, fine. But I would add that one to my personal list. When Crochet says, yeah, I had no idea I was coming out there, I would add that to the list of communication issues. The Devers one is self-evident.
Like, that's
wild,
yeah.
We don't even need
wild.
To analyze
nope,
that one.
Nope.
That one is a massive communication issue. I don't think that's just Cora, but I do think Cora's the one who has the expertise, and his specialty should be getting you out of that and maneuvering through it. And I think he went completely hands-off, where Breslow and Henry had to get in the middle of it, which I think is wild. And a reflection of his poor communication this year, meaning Cora. Then you have Liam Hendricks.
Yeah, why not?
And Hendricks went out, and it was not good timing on his part.
Terrible timing.
To vent to the Globe before the game, go out and look great in the sixth, and then fall apart in the seventh. But this is more of a communication issue, just more evidence of it. Regardless of whether you think Cora should pitch Hendricks more, whether you think Hendricks is right and he should be out there more, regardless. This is before the game. Liam Hendricks believes he should be used more. If the theory is you want the best me, throw me.
Yeah.
No rhyme or reason. I have no idea about his usage. It's actually a source of contention that I've had with the team, and I've had multiple conversations about that.
Well, this is, and not to give an excuse for Cora, but Hendricks, his best years in the bigs, he was a closer. This year, he probably thought he had a chance to be the closer. He was not great in spring. Chapman's been good, so Chapman's the closer. So he's talking about no rhyme or reason. Well, Chapman has a defined role. And even like Whitlock probably has more of a defined role than what Hendricks does. So Hendricks has kind of become a floater. And when he first came up, I think, what was it, his first appearance, I think he gave up a run or two. And then he was pretty good for a while. Now, these last two appearances, he's not been good.
No,
so you're
right.
The timing of it is poor.
I think even after his last outing, his ERA was still in the low threes. That's not great, but I think it was like 330-something going into last night.
Yeah, yeah, right. And so now it's 5.5.
Yeah, now it's ballooned after last night.
But his very first appearance of the year was back on April 20th. He gave up 2 runs in an inning. But then he hadn't given up a run until this past Friday. But, yeah, it's hard to know when he's going to pitch. He clearly doesn't know when he's going to pitch, which sort of speaks to the communication there. So that's another thing that Cora has been struggling with.
Well, even if you want to blame analytics for some of these decisions, I mean, how do you put that one on the front office and the decision? Like, Cora, in terms of communicating to his play, you now have, and these are just the ones we know about.
Yeah.
Like, who knows what guys behind closed doors are keeping to themselves? We know Crochet's like, yeah, I had no idea. Right. And that's a minor one. We know Hendricks is pissed about his role, and we know Devers has been pissed from day one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, and Devers and Hendricks are two, like, veteran guys, so they don't really have a problem saying anything, but you can only imagine maybe some of the other guys that are like, I'm not going to say anything yet, but like Christian Campbell. Somebody talking about Christian Campbell. They're like, hey, we know you're learning to hit major league pitching. We're going to play you at second and the outfield. And oh, by the way, nobody else wants to play first, and so now you're playing first. So like, yeah, you got to hit better, but we also need you at like 4 different defensive spots. That's not great.
Right. You think he's thrilled?
I'm sure he's like just happy to be here, like right. Very much so, the definition of, but there's no way it's helping him.
I bet he's keeping it to himself, but yeah, if you gave him the truth serum, What do you think Christian Campbell would say? These are just guys on the record complaining about their situations. These are just the ones we know about. So I bet it's a lot worse behind the scenes.
And then the losing's just going to compound this, because if somehow, some way, they were 11 games over 500, and Liam Hendricks was like, I don't even know what I'm going to pitch, we'd be like, all right, well, calm down.
Right.
But like, the team sucks. And then it just sort of also speaks to, all right, well, is anybody talking to anybody in there? Like, what is going on a day-to-day basis?
And right. And it's on the heels of, we're complaining about the bullpen and how nobody's available in the bullpen and how are you going to get out of this? And he complains about that going into the game. Real quick, I don't agree with this. I don't think you do either, Keith.
Yes.
Jones, the Devers situation is purely on Breslow. Like
I do put on Breslow, like, you didn't have a backup first baseman at all. They didn't have one. Okay, once you get into camp and you're like, here's our 40-man roster, you need to be prepared for if somebody goes down, all right, what's our short-term solution? What's our long-term solution? And you didn't have one at first base. And so Casas, who already missed 100 games a year ago, this drives me nuts. This is, yes, Breslow is at fault for that. But based on who you have, Cora needs to know who's going to slide over to first. And if the question was ask Devers to do it, you should have asked him 3 months ago. You should have asked him before. Now he's trying to play like the middle game where he's like, Breslow and Henry are now going to handle this. And he's sort of defending Devers because he doesn't want Devers mad at him. But it's like, you can't just keep trotting out Toro and Sogard.
No. And to me, I applaud Breslow and Henry for trying to get in there, because Cora wasn't getting it done.
Cora didn't ask him.
I mean, he took a complete hands-off approach. If we're taking him at face value, you're right. He didn't ask him and said he doesn't plan on asking him. So Breslow marched downstairs and was like, I'll ask him then. I'm going to sit down with him. And that pissed off Devers. But that's because of Cora's lack of communication, which is a significant problem. There's a communication issue for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.